That way he'll leave it eventually.
No.
It's like, it's a really good line. I'm sure I'm trouncing upon it, but
I love Newt Gingrich because he's just being a dick now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He doesn't even have a chance.
Not a chance in hell.
Santorum,
but he's not leaving.
I guess Santorum has an outside chance, right?
No. They said he doesn't really have. He doesn't have the delegates
at this point. Neither guy has a chance.
Yeah, and if he was getting any delegates because he was winning. He was winning decisively in mm-hmm. certain states. Mm-hmm. That would be one thing, but he's just barely squeaking by when he does win.
Yeah,
so it's over.
So Newt Gingrich is just being a dick then.
137 delegates Newt has, and you know, Romney's got 400 and change.
I know, and he keeps saying I'm not leaving anytime soon. Ron Paul, you understand, because he has a whole. You know, he has a whole movement and a whole agenda.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He doesn't care.
In the end, it's going to be good for him and his people that he stays in there a long time. But what does Newt gain?
More weight. See, because he's chubby.
More FaceTime for Newt. What does Santorum? What does this Santorum do after he, you know, drops out of this thing eventually?
Goes back into his lower level politics.
Oh, good.
He's just fucking...
Fool around with your stupid thoughts down there.
Yeah, go back to wherever you fucking came from.
He's hateable.
He's really hateable, right?
He's really hateable. And I don't hate politicians that often, like, specifically as much as I hate his guts.
Yeah.
Really hate him.
Why do you hate his guts?
Because he's...
More than just the porn thing, right?
Even the conservatives bug me because there's so much for less government until it comes to time to your personal life. And they can't get enough... Big government in your personal life, and he wants to fucking legislate about gay marriage, and he's worried about pornography, and it's like, just go fuck yourself.
Right, there's bigger problems in this country.
Ugh.
He's obsessed with the gays.
Douchebag, he is. Who
gives a fuck what the gays do?
Oh, does he hate the gay?
Who gives a fuck? I care about gas prices and jobs and all other things way before any of that crap.
I've never wanted anybody to be arrested for fucking blowing someone so badly. And I've never wanted someone to get busted so bad.
When you're that obsessed, there's something going on. Maybe officially he hasn't done anything, but there's some kind of feeling in that guy's head that he can't handle at night.
Hasn't it
when
always
he's by himself
that way?
And his voice.
Yeah. Just always happens that way. The people that are so against something have a problem with it.
Right. There's something going on.
So
there has to be.
Whether at night he's just dreaming about guys or something, you know.
Whatever it is, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's not even guys. Who knows?
Oh, it's probably guys.
You think it's guys?
Yeah. Oh, it's probably guys.
Maybe not of age.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Shit.
Oh.
I'll be discussing this on Fox and Friends shortly.
Yes, Jimmy's going to be on Fox and Friends.
The Time Guts, they had me earlier before the show, and they put me on a panel at 7:15.
I'm surprised you're here right now.
No, but I don't have to go there.
You're crazy.
Seven.
It's right across the street.
If I was doing Fox and Friends, you wouldn't see my ass right now.
Oh, really?
I'd be fucking getting ready for my Fox and Friends appearance.
Any excuse.
Right.
Exactly.
Any excuse, I'll fucking grab for that shit.
Correctamundo.
What, are they going to bitch to you because you did TV? Hell no.
No.
Why are you here?
Jimmy's very motivated.
Just loves being here, and we like that. So Santorum is certainly not going to be the president.
No.
No, good thing, too. I've had it with him.
I
can't wait till he just goes away.
He's a prick.
Just go away. Every time I see him on the news, it's just so fucking, like, frustrating that there's people that have power in this country that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just fanatic, having his fucking religion get involved in everything. It's just as it's not just as bad because of what's gone on in the world as crazy fucking Islamics, but it's like it's the same thing, you know. When you have that much religion influencing your political aspirations,
right?
It's the same fucking thing.
Well, what's scarier is that a guy like this came so close. He got pretty close.
Yeah, yeah. He was in the lead at one point.
He's down to, like, the second guy, basically.
We don't like religious fanaticism when other countries have their leaders using it all the time.
Of course.
Why the fuck do we want it here?
Well, he got pretty close with his crazy thoughts, and that's kind of scary, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Romney would never pick him as a VP, right?
No.
You know more
no.
about that
no,
than
No, no, no. I can't see that happening. What it is, though, is I think, and I hope, anyway, that his religious ramblings have been what kind of shut him down and what made people kind of back off and go,
Okay.
Because it just, you know, I hope the majority of this country isn't.